No.
Okay. Oh, wait. It's time. Let me start the broadcast. Okay, we're live.
No.
Oh, hello, Internet. So, for starters, we're going to talk about Brita going to the gym and ask if she used my technique to impress the lunkheads.
I did not.
The correct term is meathead. Get it right.
I really, all week long, though, I really thought about the sup thing. I don't think I can pull it off, personally.
I know, Brita, I know you can pull it off. There's nothing I've been more certain in my life.
You need to graduate to, come and get me, I'm right here.
Maybe next week. I'll try it next week. Sup. I'll throw down a weight and say,
No, Brita, a little bit douchier. A little bit douchier. Sup.
I don't even know what that means.
What?
Douchier. I can't be douchier. I don't know what that means.
Brita, pretend like you're covered in spray tan when you say it.
Pretend you're
covered in spray tan, and everything you're on your body is made of rayon.
Oh God!
Your shirt is 3 sizes too small.
And I have gel in my hair, and I wear glasses inside, and yeah.
And you keep a $4,000 designer rat in your purse. Like, not a designer dog, but a designer rat. It's an actual goddamn, you know, Rattus Norwegicus or whatever the hell the Norwegian rat is.
Is it one of those that's gene spliced to glow in the dark?
Oh, man. Because
that would be cool.
I had some of those mice, but.
Glow in the dark mice?
Yeah, kind of.
And you didn't save me one?
Oh, man. Did they?
I didn't save anybody one. They fucking died on me.
Were they actual glow-in-the-dark mice, or were they just fluorescent mice?
No, they needed a promoter to fluoresce. Okay. It wasn't cool, and it was, like, fluorescent of this certain chemical, so, like, I don't even know exactly how it worked. All I know is they just fucking died.
Well, that's what they do.
They're very gross, and they were very sickly, and we got our money back.
So anyway,
hello. Good evening.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
It's that time. I guess I'll go ahead and play the music just to get that out of the way. It is Thursday, May 7th, 2015. This is episode 149.
It's a very special holiday.
Is it?
Was it?
Yes, it's run around your backyard naked holiday.
Oh, damn it.
At least according to my daughter.
Oh, well, every day is run around the backyard naked when you're that age.
No, my parents were down and they put her in the in her wading pool. And I'm like, she's got a bathing suit around here somewhere. They're like, yeah, no. just pulled off the clothes and dropped her in, but she's still wearing the diaper.
Of course.
And let's just say by the time she was like not having that diaper anymore, it weighed over 2 pounds.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yes, they're extra absorbent.
And yeah. And so the diaper was off.
Waiting pool.
What's that? No. It didn't drop by like 2 inches or anything. But yeah, then next thing you know, she was out of the pool and run into her swing set, buck naked.
Butt naked. Yep,
and I got a picture.
Next week,
yes,
is our sesquicentennial episode.
I don't know what that means.
It means
that we have a Sasquatch.
It means it's 150 episodes.
Okay. Do I get a present?
No.
Well then,
yes.
I don't care.
You get a missing link hominid.
Okay.
That smells bad.
I bet.
Skunk ape.
Is that why they called the skunk ape? Because of the smell?
Yes. Because they're supposedly orange.
Oh.
So they're not black and stripey, which would
so
be
like
pretty
orangutans.
Awesome.
They're like orangutans. No. Oh my god, they're gingers. Oh no.
Actually no, Brita. The only quote unquote confirmed picture of a skunk ape is an orangutan. It's just an orangutan.
Well,
someone took a picture of an orangutan, and yeah. But I want to believe.
Like the great.
I went to the Columbus Zoo this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Tommy and Aaron.
First of all, it's a really great zoo with Tommy and Aaron. Yes.
We're not in chat.
I'm not in chat either. It doesn't mean anything. I should probably go in chat.
Yeah. People are missing you in chat.
All right. Fine. Fine. But I want to tell you that if you go to the zoo in early May, all the reptiles are really frisky.
They have reptile dysfunction?
Oh, not so much.
Oh, the turtle three-way was awesome.
Yeah, there was like a turtle stack. And they were all very friendly except for the girl.
She was not.
The girl
happy.
Was not so
I saw that
it.
Picture. You could tell.
But
girl turtle was very unhappy.
How you know it's spring at the zoo?
Look, Mommy.
The turtles are getting frisky.
At the office, we were watching the seagulls fuck. That's pretty
seagulls.
Fun.
I have never seen that.
There's going to be babies. They're cute.
Do they do it like ducks? Is it like seagull eggs? Rape or is it like consensual?
Oh no, it was very consensual. They even had a little snuggle time afterwards.
Oh, cool.
What?
That's nice.
Yeah. Huh. I know.
Yeah.
What?
Snuggling seagulls.
I was just saying, everyone likes a good snuggle time after.
I think that's the name of my next punk band, Snuggling Seagulls.
Yeah, but yeah, no, there's an abandoned building next to my, evidently they're going to tear it down pretty soon, but there's an abandoned building next to my office, and there's the seagulls. The seagulls think it's a cliffside, and they make a little rookery.
Aw.
So yeah, seagulls. Cool. Fucking.
You know what?
What?
That would be the birds in the Birds and the Bees.
Yes.
Those playing along at home.
And you know what? We can say that because we have the First Amendment.
That's right.
Kinda.
Oh, dear Lord. Sweet baby Jesus. There's all kinds of stupid about that.
Well, it kind of leads us into our first topic, which was a
Chris Constitutional Scholar Cuomo?
No, I wasn't going to talk about him. He's just an idiot. No, I was going to talk about the Garland terrorist attempt, which is interesting on so many levels. Because in the first place, you had a well-known, you know, anti-Islamic group that sponsored with another group to have this, you know, Muhammad art show, and they've been accused of hunting over bait and all that kind of stuff. Because you know, anyway, it's just funny. They, you know, these two douchebags drove all the way from Phoenix to get shot.
They could have got shot right in Phoenix. I mean, come on.
I know. It's
they wasted all that gasoline. They're hurting the environment. You'd think the left would be happy.
So they get out of their car and they fire up their AK-47s, which were probably not full auto.
Yeah, almost certainly.
And proceeded to go Allah Akbar, and they managed to get like, I don't know, like a few shots off maybe.
The unarmed security guard was injured.
Right.
I mean, they said shot, but he was treated and released.
Yeah, he was.
And if
shot.
He took a rifle round to the leg.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been treated.
I suspect they hit the ground and sent fragments into his leg or something like that.
Yeah, probably just peppered his leg.
And then a traffic cop who happened to be there.
This is the funny part.
Proceeds to drop both of them with a Glock 45.
Yeah, I know.
Go team.
Oh.
There's rumors that he's an IPSC Grandmaster.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Since they haven't released his name, how do they know? I think somebody's just playing. Wouldn't it be cool if?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. But still.
And I'm kind of thinking to myself, you know what? Dude's already 2-0.
Yeah.
You know? Again. So then. You have an idea.
So then ISIS takes credit for it, which is probably stupid because it wasn't successful by any means.
It completely failed in all aspects because rather than causing terror, they're a laughing stock.
Exactly. Yeah. People are laughing at them. And now, and then they came out saying, oh yes, we have 71 trained fighters inside the U.S. Dude, there were more than 71 people at the last IDPA match I was at. I mean, geez,
that's
really?
Going to be their next attack.
I mean, come on.
They're going to show up at an event where Jerry Mitchell is shooting.
This is just, it's ludicrous. It's just comical. I mean, I know they probably it's a clear indication they absolutely do not understand the United States at all.
Yes.
I also love all the people that are just like bitching about weren't they really asking the whole hunting over bait sort of thing? It's just weren't they really asking for it? And it's just one of those like my neighbor said this, and it's just like, you know, I mean, you just really shouldn't do that because you're just kind of asking for a reaction. I'm like, yeah, what about every other satire?
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the shit gun owners go through. I mean, you've got like the Book of Mormon stage play. You've got, the producers. That's a good one.
Yep.
I detailed a handful of them today. Yep. Last Temptation of Christ. Piss Christ, the Holy Virgin Mary, that was the Virgin Mary covered in elephant dung and pornography. You know, Sinead O'Connor's little stunt about the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's getting shot or beheaded or inconvenienced.
Well, it's the First Amendment version of, you know, she was asking for it. Do you see how short that skirt was? Come on. Yep.
I mean, even with the social justice warriors, I mean, you got like the people that are just like, you know, oh, you know, Bruce Jenner's a weirdo for pretending to be a woman. You know, he's totally a dude. And it's one of those. Yeah. No, Bruce Jenner's not going to go, you know, Aloha snack bar and shoot somebody.
Although he might crash his car into you.
Yeah, well, that's because he's crazy.
No, because now he's a woman.
But there's another good one. Yeah. Women can't drive jokes. Hey,
well,
they're hilarious and funny. And guess what? Brita's not going to shoot either one of us, though. She might have some stern words after the recording.
She's going to give me the death stare. And I just,
some women. Okay. They can't drive.
Lots of people can't drive. Yeah. Trust me.
Lots of men can't drive either.
Yeah. That's right. Asian people can't drive either.
What is that about?
I don't know.
I don't know. But every time I'm, you know, I live in Massachusetts and work around the various universities, and yeah, it might be true. But I think it's all mostly the people that aren't from this country. So it could also just be just the idea of the, hey, guess what? You take me to England and have me drive on the wrong side of the road,
right?
Oh, yeah,
I'm probably gonna suck too.
Well, it's called not growing up in a car like we did.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Yes, they didn't grow up in a car. And as a general rule, people in Massachusetts just can't fucking drive because I just think the roads are above people's skill level. And so eventually at a point they just go, "Ah, fuck it. I'm not going to actually figure out how to drive. I'm just going to drive to survive." And that just has the horrendous Massachusetts drivers of the, I don't know what I'm doing here, but you know what? Every time I do it, I live. And that's the bar you've got to clear. Am I still on this side of the sod? Congratulations, you're a good driver.
Yep. And that call-in number, 214-530-0036. And I know there's lots of people that haven't called in, and we want you to call in and say hi.
Also, I don't know if Jay and I's friend Ross is there or any other member of the Masons. I want to give this out early because I want to have an honest to goodness card carrying Mason in here for discussion of one of our other topics.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Because this is, yeah, we'll get to that. Teasing the
That's just a tease. That's not even a segue.
And if we had a commercial, we could go to a commercial right now. Except
that's right. But again, if you are a member of the Masons, please give us a call.
Oh.
Or the Shriners, or the Illuminati, or if you're a gray-skinned alien.
Ooh, lizard people. If you're one of the lizard people, we definitely want to hear from you.
I don't get the lizard people thing.
I don't know, but it's a thing. The
Look,
lizard.
We all know that Art Bell listens to our show. Art Bell, call in.
Who?
Oh, Brita, I suspected you wouldn't know who Art Bell is.
She's too young for that weird.
Art Bell is the gentleman who taught me about Skunk Ape.
What?
He runs like midnight to like 4 a.m.
Oh, I know who Art Bell is.
I don't think he's actually doing the show anymore.
No, it's George Norrie now, but it's the same show. Coast to coast
a conspiracy
a.m.
theory kind of weirdo late night radio guy.
He is just simply someone who Occam's razor does not get anywhere near. Like, if someone suggests it, it must be true. Like, I remember hearing like just. Because, I mean, this was back when I was, like, working on the fishing boats. And I'd be, like, driving to get to a boat at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I, you know, and the sound of somebody's voice is considerably better for keeping me awake than music. And so I'd be listening to this. And, like, I heard one person call in who was obviously psychotic, who was talking about they had the ability to make objects appear with their mind and just talked about just a straight up fucking crazy person story on like making like a log of firewood appear in the middle of the grocery store. And it's just one of those, like, it was just the most fucked up story on earth. And he's like, wow, that's awesome. He's just like totally like all green lights.
Well, yeah, but that's also his job, right? I mean, it's not interesting unless he's buying into everyone.
Yep. No, he will yes and anything.
Yeah.
If you call in and you say that there's a tiny spaceship in your ear that is piloting your body, yes and.
Oh, man.
So also call in if you have a tiny spaceship that is piloting your body.
Yes, or if you're a lizard person.
All right, let's just go straight to like, yeah, we just need to have like an all lizard person caller show.
Yeah.
So just so you know, caller, even if you don't think you're a lizard person and you call the show.
You might be.
You're a lizard person.
Of course they deny it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the first rule of lizard club is you don't talk about lizard club.
Oh, and it's spring and they're lizards. It means they're down to bang.
Oh, they're blowing up their throat sacks and
yeah, they're ready to rock some cloaca.
That sounds sexy.
Hey, baby.
Blowing up their throat sacks.
Check out my big red throat sack.
Brita, you haven't seen my throat sack.
I'll take a pass.
I'm just saying, see my throat sack, you might want to release your eggs into the water column.
Oh, man. No.
That was always the term in all my marine biology textbooks. It always was one of those. You know, that actually sounds pretty sexy. The female releases her eggs into the water column. Fuck yeah.
No.
Yeah, you did, mama.
No.
You don't know, Brita.
No, I don't know.
You just know it because you haven't released your eggs into the water column because you just have
cats. So anyway.
I'm waiting for you, weird.
You know, I'm waiting for the, you know, the jihadi hunting license, you know.
Is that the next thing on the Texas?
I'm sure it will be because, it's
going up for a vote.
There are limits. So you're going to have to buy your jihadi tags. And
what if they're declared a varmint? Or a nuisance?
Let's just say, I mean, Alan has a point. Again. All of these groups, all of these, you know, horrible jokes, all these horrible things you can say. There's only one group that decides to go off and start killing people because of fucking petty bullshit. I mean, ugh, come on. And and it's, you know, if you are, again, it's not all Muslims. And again, if you are not one of those Muslims, yeah, you got to be loud. I get it. You know, I don't answer for all gun owners, blah, blah, blah. But at this point in time, yeah, you answer for all Muslims. This is just really getting out of control.
Yep.
So that call-in number.
Well.
214-530-0036.
And Bree answers for all librarians.
The call-in question is call in and say hi.
Or whatever. Yeah, call in. Talk to us.
Call in and state your name. Then you can just hang up if you want. That'd be pretty hilarious, actually.
That whole thing about, if you're not an extremist Muslim, if you're a moderate Muslim, you know, get in the fray and speak up. And it doesn't work, though.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't ever do it.
No.
It's like, you know, how
well, you know why?
Mass murders do we need to have before the moderate Muslims speak up and say, we're not one of them?
Do you know why they don't?
Tell me why.
Because they don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
Right.
That, I mean, that's well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm trying to remember who.
Because they're heretics.
Was it Popat who said, yeah, that's it. There's, what do you call a moderate Muslim? An apostate.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Just look at what's happening with ISIS right now. There is plenty of Muslims getting their heads removed from their bodies.
Sure.
Because guess what? They're not the right kind of Muslim.
Right.
Sure. Well, that only means, and I don't think people have realized that, but moderate Muslims are on our side. And they need to get their shit together.
Yeah. Yep.
And kill all the people that are giving them a bad name. Come to our side.
They're just going to keep sending them to Texas. There you go. Problem solved.
There you
go. That's right. Be like my lovely Muslim friend whom I was making fun of, and she did not kill me for the fact that I was like, oh, man, you've really got to try this pulled pork sandwich. And she just glared at me. And I said, you're drinking a beer and eating shrimp.
Just she was? Play this and game. She wouldn't eat pork? Yep.
Selective dietary restrictions.
Yeah, oddly enough, Muslims can be a lot like Jews with their kosher laws. Yeah, well, this one maybe, but that one no, and maybe yes, and maybe no, and that's all good. You know what? Let's face it. You have a kind, compassionate, caring God is what you're claiming to have. Who says no? You can't have bacon. No, that's a vengeful God.
That's an angry, asshole God.
Wrathful God. That is a God who hates you. That is a God who flicks you into the flames. That's an Nathaniel Hawthorne type God.
Yeah, we'll pass on that.
That's pretty mean.
You know what my big fear is?
What?
My big fear is this is going to get competitive. They claim to have, you know, these warriors in other states. It's just going to come down to somebody's going to take out three, and then Texas is going to get all ticked off and take out more. Oh, wait a minute. That's not a problem at all.
Who's going to run up the score?
That's pretty awesome, actually.
I need more ammo.
Oh, wait.
Well, that was kind of like there was an old post. I think it was on cracked.com of why there could never be a zombie apocalypse. And one of the things was hunting regulations. The reason why we have hunting regulations is so people don't go out and kill every last game animal on the planet.
Yes.
Because guess what? We can and we have and we will do it again if you let us.
Yep.
Sort of idea. Again, declare them – with the exception of wild hogs in Texas. Why the fuck are there still wild hogs in Texas? Probably because your stupid property laws.
It's probably what it is. Yeah.
It's very, very hard to hunt hogs on Texas. But yeah.
It's hard to hunt anything in Texas.
Yeah.
Because there is so little public land, you have to – well, I mean, it's a good thing, I think. There's so little public land, which means it's all private property, which means it gets put to the best use that somebody wants to put it to.
No, that's true.
If they want to have a 500-acre deer lease that they go visit twice a year, then more power to them. But yeah, it is a problem for the hogs because damn.
Well, what's nice is that most of the terrorists actually are on public streets.
Yeah, that's right. They're
so long as you're – is open carry law right now?
Not yet.
Okay. So at this point in time, you need to have a concealed handgun or a rifle.
Yeah, you can open carry
for appropriate
rifle.
Hunting. But there's no magazine restrictions, so that's good.
There isn't. And you can use suppressors too to hunt.
Yep. And you and there's no caliber restrictions.
Right.
No, at least for hunting terrorists.
Well, there's not a legal caliber restriction, but you know, as an ethical hunter, you want to use a bullet. You don't want to use a cartridge that's you know, sized to kill your prey. You don't want to intentionally wound things.
Shit. I need and, a blackout.
Yeah, you want it big enough to take them down.
You
don't want to wound them and then have them run off and bleed out.
I saw that ISIS cruel. Video. You can use a Molotov. Molotov cocktail, it's all good.
Oh shit. Well, all right.
All right, who's calling in?
Topic two.
I don't think we're done with topic one, though.
Are we not?
No.
Dive in there, Brita. Okay. Jump on it.
Well, you're talking about the whole ISIS terrorists shooting in Texas thing, but
yes.
No one has brought up why ISIS showed up in Texas.
So it's all Pam Geller's fault.
The freedom of speech thing.
Right.
Which yeah. I think is the bigger issue.
Well, she wore her freedom of speech too high.
Yeah, we did tangentially mention it, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think it's the bigger issue than what caliber for terrorist, you know.
All of them.
Yeah, nuclear warhead is my answer, but...
not in Texas.
Not in Texas.
You might contaminate the brisket.
Oh no!
Well, Texas is probably big enough if you herded them into one corner.
There's parts of Texas that'd probably be improved by a nice nuclear warhead.
You got deserts, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Filled with saguaros.
Yeah. No.
Hey man, the old El Paso taco label tells me otherwise.
There are no native saguaros in Texas. If there's a saguaro in Texas, it means somebody stole it from Arizona and drug it over here and set it up.
Are there stolen saguaros in Texas?
I'm sure. They have to be by definition.
But are there saguaros in Texas, or do they just not grow there at all?
No, I've seen people grow them.
Okay.
You know, they have cactus gardens and stuff.
All right, I'll take it. There's also
First Amendment.
Yeah, well, you know, First Amendment.
Eh, no big deal. First Amendment.
Well, that's the big thing that just, I mean, it just bugs me about just the whole, like, climate in America right now anyway, is just the, like, you know, the people that excuse the TSA for violating the Fourth Amendment. And you just point out the fact that, hey, look, that cop over there, he can't do what you're doing to me. And guess what? It's not because you've got a special exemption under the law. You are not allowed to have a special exemption under the law. That's the whole point of the Fourth Amendment. The whole point of the Fourth Amendment is that the whole Bill of Rights is, guess what? Congress shall pass no law. So that means if they say, hey, but you can touch this person's wiener because they want to fly on an airplane, and because they want to fly on an airplane, that means they might be a terrorist. Nope, you don't get to do that. You need to demonstrate probable cause first, and you need to be an officer of the law. And yeah, and it's the same thing with this. Is the you know, what about hate speech? No, no hate speech.
Well, that's the whole point of the First Amendment. Like nice, polite, gentle, you know, touchy-feely
like
speech
puppies.
Does not need the First Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you're getting down into talking about rights, you're going to talk about some ugly ass fucking shit.
Right.
Like, you are literally saying, no, drug dealers have the right to conduct their business, you know, in the privacy of their own home. And those dudes that are chatting online with what they think is a 12-year-old girl, and they're telling them all sorts of naughty stuff, but in fact, they're 12-year-old girl is a 43-year-old male police officer. Guess what? There's no crime being committed there. Because guess what? He's not going after an actual child. He's going after a grown adult. Just because the grown adult is pretending to be a child does not mean that person is actively engaging in pedophilia. Or the same thing with the person who's watching the anime with the super duper underage looking girls. It's a fucking cartoon. There is no children harmed in the process of this. Does that mean that these people are indeed child molesters and are indeed stalking legitimate children? Yes, there is a good chance of that. But guess what? You got to catch them when they're doing it, and then you can fucking throw them in prison and or kill them.
Yeah.
And that sucks, because again, I am openly admitting, yes, there are child molesters that are walking among us. And you may even be at a point of the, oh, did you hear that, you know, old creepy Joe down the street got nailed for pedophilia? And I would be, yes, I absolutely agree that. That dude was totally a pedophile. But until you can prove it, you can't arrest him, you can't put him away. And you can't prove it with bullshit.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is, and Brita made an excellent point on Facebook, may I say.
Thank you.
Never heard of it. But I'm sure it was a great point.
It was, actually.
And so why don't you tell it to me? So
and I will tell it to her. Well, it's this whole, I will quote from the Brita.
Quote the Brita?
the book of Brita.
Yes. Reading from the book of Brita.
She says, people are starting to wonder why the left is no longer defending freedom of speech. Wasn't this their pet cause once upon a time? They wanted freedom to express dissent, freedom to fight the power, freedom to burn the flag, freedom to put crucifixes in jars of urine, etc. Why the sudden change? And she says, this is why. The issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. In other words, the cause of a political action, whether civil rights or women's rights, is never the real cause. Women, blacks, and other victims are only instruments to the larger cause, which is power. And you know, then you, the, which is straight out of, you know, Rules for Radicals. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's used the system against itself.
And also, I mean, just also the general rule of just the, you know, progressives are big on moving the goalposts. I mean, let's face it. Conservatives do it too.
Well,
and the whole point of moving the goalposts is I always joke in my blog of the, don't you dare compare guns to, you know, gun death to car death, because progressives like to drive their cars around. They don't like guns. They don't own guns. So guess what? It's all right to ban guns because it's not a right that I'm using. But the right that I'm using, you stay the hell away from it. It's free. It's free. It's free speech to, you know, to depict, you know, George W. Bush as a monkey.
Yes.
But all of a sudden it's horrible hate speech to draw a picture of the Prophet Muhammad.
Yes.
And shouldn't be done.
We have a
caller. Because they're not drawing a profit. So again, go ahead. Caller.
Area code 532. Hello. Hello. I know you're there.
You sound like JG typing.
Hello.
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 Who be this?
Hello.
Hello.
We hear you.
You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Brita. This is C90.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Yes, I tried calling you a couple weeks ago, but you weren't on that night.
Oh, well, I do that.
Escaping and evading. Did you see my nice little turtle links?
I did not.
Well, they were in the chat.
I don't pay attention to
the chat.
One
is a nice stegosaurus with turtles, and one is a land turtle with the killer eyes.
Oh, the stegosaurus with turtle you should definitely look at.
Oh, is that the crocheted thing? The turtle cozy?
Yes.
I would like my mom to crochet. My mom's really good crocheting, so I think I would like her to make one of those. I haven't talked her into it yet, but...
Yeah.
Crochet or knit.
I think I can get her to do it.
One is the giant land turtle destroying people.
That was pretty good, too. Weird Beard approves of both of them.
And land turtles. Not safe for the internet orangutan, which we won't mention.
I like the land turtle.
By the way, Brita, just so you know, I tell you every show, we have a name for land turtles.
I'm sorry, hold on.
They're called tortoises. And Myra is a tortoise.
I know, we fight about this every episode.
And
she's not a tortoise. She's a turtle.
Why did you not call her Myrtle? The turtle.
Box turtle.
Why did...
I didn't make the rules.
Hey,
that is her official name.
I'm just saying. I seen a butterfly and I don't. I have a butterfly and they won't put it on my toast.
Okay, fine.
Huh?
Eastern box turtle.
Just because something's named something fucked up doesn't mean that it's jellyfish or not fish.
Well, you
yes, they are.
That. We have a guest on the show. C90 is on the show.
So I have to shut up.
Weird. Do you know that somebody put out a warrant for the arrest of a baleen whale as being a kriller?
What?
Oh, God.
That was pretty bad.
A murder warrant.
That was bad.
Baleen whales are a kriller.
Oh, no. Is it a bad pun show?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's always bad fun. I gotta go because the evil YFH is wanting to go walking.
All right. Thanks for calling, C90. Bye.
Call in with your bad puns.
Oh. That's a different show.
Because we love those.
No, we don't.
I love bad puns. My father-in-law is like a bad pun ninja. He is so fucking good at it. I strive to be as good as him one day.
Well, I think Jay will confirm this, is that when you become a father,
yes,
you have to, like, you know, have a collection of bad puns.
That's right, dad jokes.
Your whole world becomes really bad jokes and bad puns.
Yep,
that's right.
Because you live to make your kids go, oh, dad.
It's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, Jay's good at it. Jay is very good at it. Jay is a good father.
I try. If I'm not embarrassing them, I'm not doing my job right.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, Jay, I had a long, long, long time friend of mine over at the house, and we were hanging out with my little girl running around, and he's got several very, very adorable daughters of his own, and he's like, I keep working into it on the when they bring boys around the house, I want to just bring up a conversation about how much poop I've cleaned out of their vaginas. Like, oh, that is awesome.
Wait, what?
Well, you've got a beard, so you've been cleaning poop out of that.
Oh.
Oh,
that is a fucking epic segue. Holy shit. That's the best segue in the history of the score report.
That was great.
Jay, bring up that topic.
Ah, yes. Who was it that came out with that? Apparently it's been debunked, too, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, it's not debunked because there is fecal bacteria in beards. The problem is there's fecal bacteria everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for
not a big deal.
Toilets with bleach regularly, so guess
it's what? It's what makes us strong.
Toilets are actually cleaner than your...
Toilets are actually pretty fucking clean.
Yeah. Even the grody ones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only hipster beards, according to Medical Daily, so...
Weird, you better check your beard.
Wash your hands.
I don't have a hipster beard.
You.
What you... Oh, Brita. Are you? No, no, you're not. Really? Why would you say that? Is that only because I find Pabst Blue Ribbon delectable?
You're living the dream.
I'm going to recuse myself. Oh, it's a fine beard.
Next thing you know, he's going to be putting those Christmas ornaments in it.
A2 Brita.
You know what hipster beard thing I really love, and you're gonna laugh, but you know, like the Instagram, you know, people posting selfies and the hipsters and the guys with the beards. Apparently there was like this craze, I think it was maybe last year, I don't know, but put little flowers in your beard.
Yeah,
I will send you $10 if you do that.
I think I need a little bit of time. It's kind of short right now. But,
okay.
Trust me. My daughter has reached a phase where she is picking flowers.
Oh, I bet she'd love to decorate your beard.
Oh, well,
okay,
she
loves maybe not $10.
She loves to pull on my. I won't take your money, Rita. She loves to pull on my beard and loves to ask my wife why she does not have one.
Really?
Yep.
Have you asked her why she doesn't have one? The baby?
You know what? I'll have to do that. But overall, she doesn't seem particularly concerned that she doesn't have a beard.
You should ask her next time.
Okay. I will do that. Definitely next time she's doing that, of where she's doing daddy's beard.
She might get mama beard. Body dysmorphic kind of disorder. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think she just thinks the world is better with beards because it's fun to pull on.
Yeah, they are good.
Or in Jay's case, outrageous mustaches.
So we're.
Well, let me tell you something about beards. Is in our house, the cat has a word. This is Ronan, actually. Ronan has a word that if you say the word to him, he will seek out whoever in the house has a beard and rub his face on the beard. Oh. And I know, it's like his own personal word. And, but if I say
banana.
No, it's not. But if I say the word to him, he will come up to me and look at my face and then give me a pity hug, like on my shoulder. Because I am apparently inferior because I don't have a beard and I don't qualify for the special beard hug.
So what is the power word beard?
For Ronan, the word is moof.
Moof.
If you come to my house and you say moof, you will probably get a face hug from Ronan.
Wow.
It's really strange. He's a strange cat.
Is moof like is a moof like a merkin for the face?
Yes.
I guess so. I'm thinking I should probably go out and buy a fake beard because I'm never going to get a face hug from Ronan otherwise.
Oh, Brita, instead of buying a fake beard, you should buy a real merkin and just stick it to your face.
Oh, Lord.
I wonder if you got one of those hats, the knit hats that have the fake beard under them.
That might work. He just seems to, he looks at me with pity in his eyes. Like, oh, Mom, I'm so sorry you don't have a beard. I cannot hug your face. Like, it's like he feels sorry for me.
To be fair, they are pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, I agree. But.
Though also, to be fair, I don't have a beard because I want to have a beard. I have a beard because I do not like to shave.
Yeah.
Oh. I think that's how the name of this podcast came about.
It is.
Sure did.
Yep.
Actually.
Hey, Brita, can we get a squirrel report from you?
Naked.
Ooh. Naked squirrels!
Woo!
Naked squirrels.
Like a naked mole rat.
We've got another caller.
Okay.
No way.
It's MDev.
Oh, yay. I was just thinking about MDev today, how we haven't heard from him in a while.
Brita was thinking about me. Well,
I totally was.
He's like Beetlejuice. Well, MDev.
Wow. Joe, you can stop thinking about me.
MDev, are you enjoying your Chick-fil-A?
You know, like I said, it was a really good chicken sandwich, but, it was a good chicken sandwich. I don't know that it was worth, you know, like, it's 20 minutes from my house. I'm not really that interested in driving there just for that, but when I'm in that area of town, I'll have myself some Chick-fil-A.
Get the chicken strips. Skip the bread, skip
the
stuff.
I've got to try the breakfast sandwich.
The breakfast sandwich is good, yes.
Monday I'll go. So. My wife enjoyed it, though, so that was good. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I'm the same way as you. I like the Chick-fil-A, but I don't quite see the religious connotations.
No, I looked all over that cup for a Bible verse, and I didn't find it.
Well, there's that, but I think that's supposed to be In-N-Out Burger, but... But no, I understand that they are, you know, an original organization and they close on Sunday, which, you know, God bless them, dress them and shave them. But I just, the people that are like, oh, Chick-fil-A is the second coming. It's the greatest chicken sandwich on earth. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I will definitely say, like, you know, yeah, I get a choice between, like, you know, a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a Sparrow Pizza, a Panda Express and a Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah. No, the Chick-fil-A's. Getting hit up, but
it's funny that you bring that up because I actually think that there's a new level of fast food that doesn't deserve to be called fast food, and I would put places like Chick-fil-A and Chipotle in that tier where it's not a sit-down.
Yep.
You know, so I just think it's kind of its own, it's a new tier, you know. I'd even call, like, you know, it's the difference between, I don't know if you guys have Taco Del Mar in your parts of the country.
Talk about what?
Taco Del Mar.
Oh, Taco Del Mar. I thought you said Taco Bell Modern, and I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? Some sort of like neo-cubist Taco Bell?
No. But I mean, it's Mexican food, but it's not made for when you're drunk and stoned at 2 in the morning, you know?
Well, what good is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What good is 2 o'clock in the morning if you're not drunk and stoned? I'm just saying.
I'm at work at 2 o'clock in the morning. I better not be drunk and stoned.
Hey, man, work sucks. It's better if you're high. MDev's gonna get fired because he took advice from me. Don't take advice from me, kids.
No, but you know what? I'm going to Vegas in just shy of a week and a half. So it's been almost 10 years since I've been to Vegas. So I gotta like see what's still open there.
Are you gonna do heroin when you're there?
No, but I am gonna go to the Harley Davidson Cafe, and that's kind of like heroin.
Okay.
It's.
I mean, you know.
I'm trying to decide if it's more expensive.
Any place that'll take you home in a sidecar on a bike when you get too drunk, I'm good with.
They'll take you home in a sidecar?
Yeah, they have the.
That is pretty awesome.
Or at least they did in 2006. I don't know if they still do.
Oh my god! I've never thrown up out of a motorcycle sidecar. I've got something on my bucket list.
But I mean, it's a cool place, and they've got a little shuttle service that takes you back to your hotel, and it's Harleys with sidecars.
Cool.
Hey, have you ever ridden a motorcycle with a sidecar?
I have not, and from what I've heard, they're rather difficult to get used to.
It also seems like if you're sitting in the sidecar, it's like you're the first one to die.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's just written off with motorcycle, let me be honest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who rides a motorcycle, so, you know. But I've ridden a trike, and that was weird enough, because, like, you try and lean, and you go, oh, shit, I can't actually lean there.
So when you're riding with a sidecar or a trike, is it all, you're all turning the handlebars?
Well, I think a sidecar is different, because a sidecar...
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, we're starting to get some weird noise out of you, MDev.
Oh, that was my radio going off.
That would be the Masons.
You might try holding the phone a little closer to your mouth, too, so we can actually hear you.
What? You can't hear me?
I can hear him.
I think you can hear me just fine.
Well, when you hold the phone next to your mouth, it's a little louder.
It is next to my... Oh, my gosh. Nobody likes my phone.
I like your phone.
No, call your other mouth.
I don't like it.
Tim Cook.
Call in next week. Don't listen to Alan.
Steve Jobs Apple phone.
I don't like it.
Alan, hush.
Alan, do you have an ice watch yet?
A what?
An ice watch.
Swatch.
I thought he said ice watch, like a watch made out of ice.
Yeah, I did. You know, that's what I thought, too.
Weird. Please don't rub in the wounds that my delivery date is not until mid-June.
Oh, you got one?
I ordered one, yes, but it's not going to be here till the middle of June.
Are you going to take the Penny Arcade advice and wrap it around your Hogan?
No, I'm not. I don't take advice from terrible online comics.
It's a fantastic online comic, goddammit.
Maybe in 1996 it was.
What would you do with it around your Hogan?
It checks your heart rate.
Call yourself repeatedly.
I posted it in chat.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, did you guys actually have a call-in topic tonight?
Not really.
It was call-in.
Yeah, say hi.
Oh, well, I did that.
Yeah, you're doing a good
job.
You
win.
I'd like my score report gold star now.
Okay. MDev, have you read Major Claude Hill's new novel?
I unfortunately have not read any of his novels.
Oh, that's too bad.
Wow.
I also have read
I also haven't read the other one. The other
Larry?
The other gun blogger that writes stuff.
Larry Correa?
Several.
No, I read all his
Peter Grant.
No. You know who I'm talking about. I can't think of his name now.
No.
Tam. It's Tam. Tam writes a ton of novels, and you just have to find them.
Tam. No. Tam writes. Oh, no, never mind.
Tam doesn't write novels. Really cool what are you talking about?
Yes, she does. They're just secret novels, Brita. You just don't know. Oh, you know who does know Jim about the novels? The Masons, Colin Masons.
Wait, I got another
gun
question
blogger with novels. Marco and Larry Correa. Who else?
No, it was Jim Curtis Peter. That I was thinking of.
Oh, Jim Curtis. Jim. Yeah.
Jim's aren't sci-fi, though.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking sci-fi.
Aren't they all sci-fi?
Not. No. Well,
not Jim.
Jim's is not.
Not technically, no.
And his second one is really good.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to let you folks go. I'm at work.
Wait, MDev, before you go, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think of the Polaris slingshot?
I don't think it should be called a motorcycle. I don't think you should need a motorcycle endorsement to ride it, but I want one.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, I'm like, not alone, it's just kind of like, I don't want it as a mode of transportation. I want it as a cool big kid go-kart.
Exactly. I want it as a as an affordable sports car that I can take in the HOV lane because, yes, it is a motorcycle.
But I also want one of those Elio car things that they sell on Facebook.
Yeah, but the Polaris actually exists.
Oh, well, there's
I have my doubts about the Elio.
Yeah. Isn't the Elio supposed to cost like $12 or something?
Yeah, like $7,000.
What is this crazy moon speak you're talking about?
All right, hold on here.
All right, I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks. This is the slingshot.
All right, let's have a look.
And hold on, I'll get you the Ilio. This. The sports car, the Ilio, is like your commuter.
Oh wow! Oh, it's but it's got just one wheel in the back.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Because it's a motor, and I get you a V lane.
Huh. Yeah, no, I don't like it. I want it to have two wheels in the back, so you get better hookup of speed. There, see, down at the bottom, it's got the link of the Ariel Atom. Now, that is a car that I want so goddamn.
That is not a motorcycle, though.
No, it is not. Is that little Polaris, whatever, three-wheeled thing supposed to be a motorcycle?
Yes. It is classified as a motorcycle.
Well, they're wrong.
Well, under the classification system, no, they're not.
What about the three-wheeled car that Mr. Bill always knocked over?
Oh, Mr. Bill.
No, not Mr. Bill. Mr. Bean.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That is actually, what is that? Hill and Minx or something? I don't know.
And next week on Car Talk.
What the fuck is this other thing that you sent me? Is that, what the fuck? I don't like it. It's this like weird like three-wheeled car with like A-frame arms off the front. And it looks like someone left like a Kia Rio in like the wash for too long. Is that considered a car?
Are you talking about the slingshot?
No, the whatever the hell these the Ilio motors. Yeah, whatever the fuck it is.
The Ilio is actually, isn't it considered a motorcycle?
It's considered a flying turd.
It's a death trap.
I don't want one.
You die.
Gross.
You die.
Yeah. All right, we need to start a Kickstarter program where it's buy weird and we're an Ariel Atom.
Nope.
And every week I'll have an update on my Ariel Atom.
Nope. Oh, we need to talk about the Squirped Award.
That's next month.
The Golden Acorn?
The Golden Acorn. Or the Squirrely.
I like the Golden Acorn.
I like the Golden Acorn as well.
Yes, it will be awarded on the June 4th?
That's the day before my birthday.
It is.
Oh, is Brita going to get it for her birthday?
And I have boobs. Just
two of them, as a matter of fact.
Brita is definitely one of the nominees.
Yes.
Brita has two boobs, but only one leg. That's awesome.
I heard Lena Dunham is one of the other possibilities.
No. Oh, I could totally take her.
No.
Lena Dunham also has two boobs, and she also looks like a sack of potatoes with two boobs. And she's an idiot.
I think we should have like a death match.
Hey,
between you and Lena Dunham?
Yes.
Hey,
Brita, that's not fair.
I know.
Weird.
Okay. Yep.
Do you read to your daughter?
Yeah. I read a lot of stuff to my daughter.
You know, that's giving her, you know, privilege. You're not being fair. You're giving her an unfair advantage.
I don't want to be fair. I want my daughter to burn their villages and listen to the lamentations of their women.
I think that's an excellent point. Why do we have to be fair?
I want my daughter to skate by in her fine car on her way to her fine job and buy coffee from all the retards in her high school who got art majors with weird, you know, Russian lit and all that, and just are all like, oh, privilege.
Well, this is just an escalation, you know, the typical, you know, progressive escalation of class warfare. You know, they move through everything like that, you know, it'll work its way through everything. Anybody that's got any sort of privilege or advantage or anything will be, selected for, self, criticism. And then the useful idiots will all line up to, you know, buy into it.
Yeah. And hey, guess what? Black people, if you want some white privilege, stop supporting gangster culture and, you know, marry people that you love and then have kids with them.
Crazy talk.
Well, you can thank those racist Democrats for that.
I mean, it's just the bottom line is like all this, like, it's white privilege and all that. Well, first up, there's not a whole lot of white privilege in the trailer parks.
No.
There ain't fucking shit for white privilege in the trailer parks. But hey, guess what? When they get pulled over, that's because they're drunk and driving their pickup truck on the wrong side of the road, as opposed to, oh, you just pulled me over for driving while black.
Or driving their lawn tractor on the wrong side of the road.
I know my rights! You guys have all seen those videos, right?
Yep.
Oh, God, that's good. Steve! I told you not to drive the lawn tractor. I'm just on my way to the oyster shack.
Yeah. Why are you driving your lawn tractor on the street? Because I lost my license for drunk driving.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that's the latest little trial balloon, I guess, is, you know, you're creating an unfair advantage in your children if you read to them.
I mean, that's just, it's one of those things of the, no fight should be a fair fight. You know, it's one of those things of the, you know, oh, you know, the whole idea of like proportional force and the whole like, you know, self-defense law.
That's bullshit.
You should fight fairly. No.
Nope.
If I am fear for my life, I should kill the motherfucker with the biggest thing I have.
Yep.
If I happen to have a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with slugs and I put two of them into their face, you know what? That's what I did. I don't intend to play fair.
Well, that's why all these people that advocate for, you know, non-lethal weapons is just, first off, it's stupid because they don't work. But second off, you know, using a non-lethal weapon on somebody is assault.
Yeah. And also, let's just boil down to the bottom line of the end result of this bleeding heart liberalism is, while you're going on about how that, you know, that crack dealer who's, you know, who's logged, you know, 15 years in the joint in their 25 years of life and just doing all these horrible things, but maybe, just maybe, at the time that the cops shot them, they were turning their life around. You're lamentating about all the potential, hopeful, maybe, woulda, shoulda, couldas about that person's life. You're looking at someone that's – you're looking past people who've worked hard their whole life, done nothing but good stuff, and saying, you know what? Fuck you. That's just – that's the part that bugs me, mm-hmm. is one of those things of the, hey, guess what? I was in college. I like to drink. Guess what? I didn't drink every fucking day. Would I have liked to have drank every fucking day in college? Sure would have. But guess what? I had classes to go to and finals to study for.
Right.
I would love to hang out with my buddies and play D&D all the time. I played the most D&D in college. It was amazing. Because guess what? All my D&D buddies lived right down the hall. But guess what? I didn't play D&D all the time. Because guess what? I had homework to do and finals to study for.
Well, that's just your white privilege showing.
And that's exactly it. But you know what? Someone who decided not to do that. And hey, guess what? I am super envious of the Major Claude Hill and super jealous of the fact that motherfucker grew up speaking fucking German and he writes English better than I do. Fuck you, Marco. Fuck you writing your awesome novels. I grew up speaking English. I should be able to write better than you. That's not fair.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and maybe I would be as good a writer as him if I had taken a creative writing major in school. But guess what? I learned that if I took a creative writing major in school, I'd be rolling the fucking dice if I would ever see a nickel out of that whatsoever. So guess what? I also like biology, so I studied that. Mm-hmm. Because I knew there were jobs in biology. Hey, guess what? I've got one right now. And again, people that make those sort of sacrifices, that sort of thing, people are like giving us the finger as they're going, oh, these poor people with their Russian lit majors or their Egyptian history major, you know, they can't find work and they've got $200,000 in student loans. Hey, guess what? I also went to the fucking state school, so I went to school on the cheap. My parents
major in anthropology and minor in slam poetry.
Ooh, that is a good way to keep my fries good and hot before they get to me. Yeah. So it bugs me with all this like whole like, you know, oh man, you know, we've gotta, you know, coddle the lowest levels of society. I mean, we can't be like inhuman and just be, you know, talking eugenics and all that, but at the same time, you got to understand that people are autonomous human beings.
Yeah.
And there's a time where you just go like they'd be a perfectly good person if they weren't shooting heroin all the time. Hey, guess what? I'd also like to try heroin. Absolutely positively. No joke. Love to try some heroin. I'm not going to because I know it's going to fuck up my life.
You say that for the end. Weird.
What's that? Heroin?
Yeah.
Heroin, you know, all sorts of drugs. Like, after you get the terminal diagnosis, you say, okay, now's the time.
Oh, trust me. When my aunt died of ALS, I was definitely like if I happen to come down with ALS, I am going to immediately go full Jerry Garcia. I'm going to just start being the old man banging the H like crazy.
And not pooping.
Taking the H train.
Hey, man, I won't care about pooping. Pooping's gross. Pooping's gross, and you know what? If you can get rid of the pooping's gross and wiping your butt, gross. How awful is wiping your butt? I would much rather stick a needle in my arm than wipe my butt.
Nice.
Oh man,
I think that's a good point to close there.
Well, someone turned that shit into a ringtone.
Do you want to talk about the?
No, it's 10:03.
Okay.
Let's save it for next time.
Okay.
All right. So we're teasing it for next week. And yep. This is honest to God. If you are a member of the Masonic Order or the Shriners, or you're a gray skinned alien, or you're a Knights Templar, or you're part of Majestic 12, or maybe one time you saw a UFO, you need to call in.
Seven. Does that count?
What's that?
I said, I watched the Magnificent Seven. Does that count?
Close enough.
I never watched that one. Is it good?
I saw it many years ago, but of course it's
good. Yes, it's good.
I own a copy of Sitchin no Samurai.
It's pretty much the same thing.
It is the same thing. Trust me, if it goes the same way as Yojimbo and a fistful of dollars, yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Well, all right then.
Just like the Lion King is really Hamlet.
So anyway. Also, next week's call-in topic was, do you fucking love Kurosawa films? Kurosawa films, call in next week. Don't call in now because we're going to hang up pretty soon. But call in next week to say, hey, I love Kurosawa films.
We're going to have to look that up.
Because that's a good podcast. Kurosawa films?
Yes.
They were all on Netflix like a while ago, and now they're not anymore. It sucks.
They're all samurai movies.
Oh.
Not all of them. Drunken Angel isn't.
Okay.
Drunken Angel's awfully good.
That's... What in the world are you doing, Kat?
All right. We've moved on to the Cosmo portion of the evening.
Yeah, he's
what is he doing?
He's wrestling on the floor with this tent thing.
Tent thing?
Cosmo's pitching a tent?
It's one of these little... You know, little animal tent, something they can crawl into, and
is he licking his penis?
He's wrestling with it. No,
that's Ronan.
Is Ronan licking his penis?
Ronan is not. He's in bed right now.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
What does Ronan have for a bed?
Let's put a fork in it.
My bed.
Good night, Internet.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Okay.
I gotta go now.
Yep. We're done. See y'all next week.
Good night
for our sesquicentennial episode.
It'll be a really big shoe.
Same scroll channel.